Thanks for calling the Baby Formula Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. And who do I have the privilege to speak to today?
Brianna Tucker.
Hi, Brianna. Nice to meet you. I'm a case intake specialist for the baby formula lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a parent of a premature baby?
Yes.
Okay, and was your baby diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, is this your daughter we're going to be talking about, or your son?
My son.
Okay, and how old is he today?
14.
He's 14. Okay, and does he have any ongoing or long-term complications because of his diagnosis? For example, does he have trouble with constipation even to this day, or digesting food, even at age 14?
Just constipation every now and then.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry that your son was diagnosed with NEC. Do you have any medical records in your possession that show proof of the diagnosis? Whether you have them at home?
I don't have them in my possession.
Okay.
I don't have them in my possession.
They're at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, and then what is your son's date of birth, please?
9/13/2010.
Would be September 13th, 2010?
Yes.
Okay, so he just turned 14 in September. And then when was he diagnosed with NEC? Do you know the date that he was diagnosed with NEC?
Like 4 weeks, the fourth week in September.
The fourth week in September? Do you know the date by chance?
No, I don't know the exact date.
Do you know what day it was? Like a Monday?
I know it's 2010, but I don't know. Probably on a Monday. I don't know the exact date.
I do need a date, so could you give me an estimated date? What's your best guess of what day he was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Let's say no.
How much? Was he 2 weeks old or 3 weeks old?
No, he was 4 weeks old.
He was
three weeks old.
Okay, so he was born on the 13th. 21 days later,
hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm counting how many days. It looks like he probably got diagnosed like October 5th, early October. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, October 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And was that diagnosis made before he was provided formula, or was it after?
It was before.
Are you certain of that? He developed NEC before
was,
he was provided formula?
No, it was after he was born.
Okay. I get that. So he was diagnosed with NEC after being provided formula, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then how long after being fed formula or fortifier at the hospital did your son develop NEC? Did he develop NEC more than 7 days from his first exposure, or would you say it's less than 7 days?
More than 7 days.
More than 7 days? Okay. And what is the name of the hospital your son was born at?
Walker Baptist Medical Center.
I'm sorry, Walker?
Yes. Baptist Medical Center.
Walker, Texas Medical Center?
No, Walker Baptist Medical Center.
Oh, Baptist, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Is that in Jasper, Alabama?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And that would be on 3400 Highway 78 East?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Bear with me here. So that's the hospital he was born at. Is that also the hospital that made the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that made the diagnosis?
Dr. James Will Banks.
James Wilbanks? Okay, let me see if I can find him. Okay, I see he's a pediatrician and he's affiliated with Walker Baptist Medical Center. Okay. He made the diagnosis. Did he also treat your daughter? Or your
My
son, I'm
son?
sorry. Your son. Did he also treat your son?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Bear with me here. It's gonna be some awkward silence. I'm actually typing in the medical information, okay? And then I'll go back to asking you some questions here. So he was diagnosed and treated at the same hospital he was born at, and it was under the doctor James Wilbanks. He's a pediatrician. And I found the phone number for the hospital on the internet, area code 205-387-4000. That's going to be important for the law firm to request medical records. Okay, that's done. All right. And then I'm going to go back up. All right, so he was born at and diagnosed at the same location. Do you know what brand of formula was provided at the hospital?
Similar
Similac,
Nusher.
okay, very good. And you're the mother and legal guardian for your son. You'd be able to file a claim on his behalf. Okay, so you do have authority to sign on his behalf, and he is living today. Okay, and you're a resident of the United States? Okay, and so your son was born premature. Do you recall his gestational age at birth? How many weeks he was born at?
31 weeks.
31 weeks, okay. Was that diagnosis of NEC made while he was still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back and then get diagnosed with NEC?
While he was still in the hospital.
While he was still in the hospital, okay. And then his date of birth is September 13th, 2010. He's age 14. And could you provide a birth certificate for your son if the law firm requests it? And do you know any other person, like a premature baby that was diagnosed with NEC?
Do I know any other person?
Yeah, any other, do you know any other babies that were affected by the formula and diagnosed with NEC?
No.
Okay, that's fine. All right, now I'm going to gather information about your son. He is a male, correct? And he's single?
Correct.
Okay, and how do you spell his first name?
Jakobe
Okay,
Henderson.
and can you spell the last name?
Henderson.
Can you spell it out for me, please? I'm sorry.
Henderson.
Okay, and so let me confirm. It's Jacob or Jacoby
No,
Henderson? I'm sorry.
Jakobe Henderson.
Jacoby, okay, that's Jakobe. And then last name Henderson, Henderson. Okay, does he have a suffix to his name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No,
Okay,
no.
and then the law firm does need the Social Security number to put on the authorization to release medical records. That'll be helpful for the medical staff. They can pull his records. Can you provide me your son's Social Security number?
I can't think of it right across my head. I'll have to wait till I get home and get it.
Okay, you're not at home. Do you know at least the
No, I'm
last
at
four
work.
digits?
8310,
Oh,
I
you do.
think.
Okay. 8310? Okay. Okay, and now I can gather your information because you'll be filing the claim for him. Your name is Brianna, Briana. Is that correct? Okay. And I have a last name, Tucker. Is that your last name? Tucker. Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name? Like junior, senior, first, second, or third? Okay.
No.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then you're female, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Brianna. And then can I get your social security number, please?
420-15590-C.
Okay, can I repeat that just to make sure I have it correct? 420-15-5906. Okay, great. And your date of birth?
10-08-1982.
That's October 8th, 1982. Okay, great. I will send you copies of any forms that you sign to your email address. I have an email address as msbre, the number 7, at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. And then the phone number that I'm talking to you on, that number is area code 205-639-8996. Is that your smartphone?
Yes.
Okay. And so the law firm, if they agree to work on your case, they do want to speak to you briefly to verify that your son was born premature, he was fed Similac at the hospital, and developed necrotizing enterocolitis afterwards. It's very simple. They'll contact you by your phone. And the best time to reach you, would that be in the afternoon?
Yes, I say afternoon.
Okay, great. Okay, now I can get
Around
there.
12, a little after 12.
After 12? Okay, perfect. Okay. And then what is your address now? Where do you live today?
42 Wolf Lane, Parrish, Alabama, 35580.
42 Wolf Lane. WOLF. And then what town is that in? Sorry.
Walker County.
Walker. That's in Parrish, right?
Yes.
Okay. I actually have 42 Wolf Creek Trail.
No, it's Wolf Lane.
Just Wolf Lane? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's in Parrish,
Yes.
Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, I found it. Okay, I finally got pulled it up. I have 42 Wolf Lane, Parrish, Alabama, 35580. Okay, great. Is that a house? Okay, so there's no apartment number or unit number to that address. Okay. And do you have
How you doing?
official documents to show that you are a mother and legal guardian to your son? For
I
example,
am.
a birth certificate and government issued ID?
Nothing. Yes, I do.
Okay, great. And then you are the mother listed on the birth certificate?
Yes.
And that's Brianna Tucker that's on there?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. Is there a father listed on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, and his name?
Ron Henderson.
Ron, R-O-N?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
Is that Ron, R-O-N, Henderson?
No, Ryan.
I'm sorry, could you spell that for me, please, then? I apologize.
Ryan Henderson.
Oh, R-Y-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. R-Y-A-N, Ryan Henderson. Okay, are you aware of any custody or parenting-related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
No.
Is there any family history of alcohol or drug abuse?
No.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry. One second. One second, I'm sorry. Okay, and then did you experience any of the following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay, that's good. And then your son was born premature, and he was born in the state of Alabama. Okay. And was his diagnosis made while he was in the NICU?
Yes.
Was he admitted in the NICU the same day that he was born?
Yes.
Okay, and then how long was he in the NICU for?
Oh, no. What a cool. Yeah, she told me to tell you.
So,
Mr.
how long was he in the NICU? They probably released him after he was treated for neck.
Yes.
And he was diagnosed with neck on October 5th. So, how long do you think, when do you think he was discharged approximately?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I can't remember. Like, 2 months and 1 week.
So about 3 months, okay.
November.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
he was discharged in November. Was it in the middle of the November, or was it towards the end of November or the beginning of November?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Would you say it was in the beginning of November, towards the end of November?
The second week of November.
I'm sorry.
The second week of November.
Okay, the second week of November. Okay, so that would be like the 14th. And this is all 2010. So I'll actually put November 15th right in the middle. That's about
Okay,
just about
that's
2 weeks.
fine.
Okay. And then your son's name on the birth certificate is Jacoby Henderson.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what was his weight at birth?
3 pounds 9 ounces.
Okay. And then when did he start using formula? Was that the same day that he was born?
Yes.
Okay. And when did he stop using formula?
Right after he started getting sick with the NEC.
Okay, so right when he got diagnosed, they took him off the formula. Okay. All right.
Yes.
And then when did you learn that your son may have developed NEC from baby formula? When did you learn that? Did you learn that recently, or was that around the time he was diagnosed?
When he was diagnosed.
It was around the time he was diagnosed? Okay. So the doctors probably explained, the medical staff probably explained
Yes.
that he developed neck from the formula. Okay. And then it looks like he was born September 13th. So he was it took roughly about 2 weeks for him to develop NEC. Does that sound about right to you? Okay. And was your son fed breast milk prior to formula?
No.
Okay. Okay. But he was fed formula or Fortifier at the hospital?
Yes.
And do you know what symptoms your son experienced after drinking the cow's milk formula? Did he have a low body temperature?
Green vomiting and bloody stool.
A green vomit and bloody stool? Okay. And do you have any medical records? Oh, we already covered that. You don't have them, but the hospital has them. Is that right? Do
Correct.
you know how your son was treated for NEC? Did they provide him antibiotics?
Oh, yeah, they stopped feeding him the milk and gave him vitamins and nutrients.
Okay. Did they give him antibiotics, you think?
Yes.
Okay. Did they have to do a blood transfusion?
No.
Any assisted breathing? Did they have to use a machine
Yes,
for breathing?
it's the oxygen.
Okay. All right. And then do you know if he had any surgery, like a surgery on the intestines, like intestinal surgery, a laparotomy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
That never, I can't
Laparotomy?
say how to, I say that. Yeah, laparotomy.
And do you know if they did an ostomy surgery? That's the ostomy bag.
No.
Okay. Do you know if they use a Penrose drain, like a soft, flexible rubber tube that's used to drain fluids from wounds?
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you know if they used a PICC line?
No, they didn't.
Okay. They did?
They didn't.
They didn't. Okay. All right. So, to the best of your knowledge, they treated him with antibiotics, they assisted ventilation, and a surgery. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Your poor son. Okay. And when was your son last treated for NEC? Would that been the time that he was discharged, around November 15th?
Yes, November 2015, November 15, 2010.
Okay. Thank you. And then he had intestinal surgery. Do you know what Bell stage of NEC your son had?
No.
Okay. And how is your son doing today?
He's doing fine.
But still has complications with digesting food?
No, just like constipation here and there.
Oh, that's what it is,
Nothing
constipation.
bad.
Okay. All right, the law firm does request an emergency contact in the event something happens to you, the unfortunate event that something happens to you, and this ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, Shaquila Thomas.
She does not live with you?
No.
Okay, and can you spell her first name?
Shaquela.
Okay, Shakila, Shakela.
Yeah.
Thomas, is that
Thomas.
Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and her phone number, please.
205-544-8847.
Oh, I am so sorry. For some reason, I could barely hear that. What was the area code?
205
205, okay.
544
Okay.
8847.
27.
8847.
Okay, thank you. Then
88.
let me repeat it just to make sure I have it correct. 205-544-8827.
47.
Oh, 8847. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, and then her relationship to you?
Sister.
Sister? Okay, thank you. And do you know your sister's address?
No.
Okay. All right. And then, okay, you do meet the criteria. I just wanted to confirm that I have the information correct. Your son, Jacoby Henderson, we confirmed the spelling of his first and last name. We confirmed the last four of his social is 8310. That'll go on the authorization to release medical records. He was diagnosed with NEC.
Hey, how you doing?
His diagnosis was October 5th, 2010. He was born September 13th, 2010, at 31 weeks. And then, Mom, you're filing a claim on his behalf because he's a minor. I've confirmed your spelling of your name is B, as in boy, RIANA, last name Tucker. You've confirmed your social security number and your date of birth. I've confirmed your email address and your phone number, as well as your address. That's a house that you live at. There's no apartment number, is that right?
Right.
Okay. Everything looks good. I will be sending you a text message, which will have a link to the legal forms for you to sign. Okay, so by now you should have received a text message.
Yes, I got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect. All right, so you click on that link and you have to accept SMS messages, and then you'll see something that says, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name, John Maurer. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll put a check mark next to agree to electronic records and signatures. And when you're done with that, you can start following the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start and ending with finish. When you hit start, it'll navigate you to the page where it requires a signature or initial. It's pretty self-explanatory. You ever done electronic signing before in the past? Oh, perfect. Okay, good.
Yes.
It'll go easy then. Let me know when you're finished, because that'll be a cue for me to do something on my end, okay? I'm really sorry to hear about your son's diagnosis, but I'm happy to hear that he's doing much better today, health-wise, aside from the
Yes.
occasional constipation, which could be because of the NEC diagnosis, or I mean, we're assuming it is. I thank you for
Okay, I'm
giving
done
me.
signing.
You're all done signing? Okay, let me take a look at that, make sure everything's good. Second.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, Brianna. Okay. Yes, I see that you have completed the signing. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you my name and phone number so you'll always know who's the guy that signed you up for this lawsuit. And I also need to provide you the name of the law firm. The law firm I mentioned to you, they're going to call you to do a case verification. It only takes a few minutes. They do want to hear from you specifically to confirm that your son was born premature, he was fed Similac, and he developed NEC. And then once they hear that from you, then they'll go ahead and request medical records, okay? But let me text you my
Okay.
name and phone number. One moment.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now I just sent you a text message with the law firm too, the name of the law firm.
Okay.
You get it? Brianna, can you imagine? We're all done. You're officially signed up.
Okay.
We're just waiting for that call to happen between you and the firm. Once that's complete, then they'll request medical records and they will work on your case, okay? I want to again
Okay.
thank you for being patient with me with all these questions. I'm sorry about the circumstances that have brought us together, the fact that your son was diagnosed with NEC, but I'm pleased that you're about to have legal representation to help you get compensation for this awful circumstance, okay? If you have no other
Okay,
questions, I want
thank
to
you.
wish you a good rest of the day.
Thank you so
Okay,
much. You too.
you're welcome. You take care, Brianna. Bye for now.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.